My philosophy is that you need to suffer, you know, like really, really suffer before you start to realize that something's actually wrong. You know, something has to be taken from you. You know, whether that be your innocence or your faith in the company or even faith in yourself, you don't grow at all until something has been taken from you. And this is I found very interesting, is that you don't gain unless you lose something. Have you found that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's an interesting relationship that I think goes pretty deep, you know. Because you've got to change your ideas about what you have, you know, in order to receive something new. You know? Yeah.
But also at the same time, not only is that the case, you know, you've got to lose something before you. It's like in your house. Let's say you want a new couch, but your old couch is in the way. So you've got to get that old couch out of the house before you can bring the new one in. And that's kind of what your life, and particularly your working life, is about. You know, I had to quit my job before I could become a radio show host, even though I had to live on the bones of my ass for years and years. And now here we are. My bills are paid, and I have a support network through my listenership around the world who send me encouraging emails and donate and so on and so forth, just so I can keep doing what I'm doing.
Right.
The alternative is doing something that I don't want to do. working for people who are beneath me, doing something that doesn't matter at all in any way, shape, or form to the greater advancement of humanity. Here I can espouse philosophy, I can entertain people, I can help and allow people to reach out, and I'll have hour-long conversations with them or whatever, even if it's just a listener about one of their personal problems and just being the person who's there to listen because I actually care. And I wasn't able to do that before. And despite the fact that I was really suffering under a very poverty-stricken state, in order to get to this point, it has more value to me than all of my previous employment combined. It's like all of that stuff doesn't matter anymore.
Well, and without suffering, too, you don't know the full range of what people go through. So in order to relate to people, you've got to go through as much as you possibly can about try to understand everything that a human can experience, you know. So in that, you know, sometimes forced suffering of trying to get to a place, you know, where you can do something meaningful provides you with that experience, you know, that you can then bring back to relating. There's a good guy, Baba Rampuri. I think he's from California originally, but he was initiated into wandering yogi tradition in India. That's really negating everything that this guy's done, but like one of the things he was writing on was the idea of the only thing that the yogi or, you know, the enlightened one or whatever is there to do is to say that the blessing is available, you know, to say that's possible to have that blessing from reality. And then the second thing is to go as far in the human experience as possible and bring back those gifts to other people to show again what's possible in life, you know. So I think that in becoming something like a radio host or anything like that, you know, after you go through those experiences, that's kind of what you become. You become a signpost, you know, to people, and bear that responsibility of the signpost, you know, for what people can achieve and how they can use digital media and that to communicate and build culture, you know.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine about this, and what was I trying to do? I was trying to convince him that he's wasting his potential. Like, he's real intelligent, he's got the ability to comment on things in a really elucidating way. And he used to be my co-host, and he no longer is, and he's not doing anything along that vein. He's not broadcasting, he's not doing videos or anything. And I said that he was, and I told him that he was wasting his potential. But he's doing other things. And then I realized that, hey, actually, me doing this is just me doing this. Nobody else can do what I'm doing in the exact same way that I'm doing it. And what's happening is, and I started to feel guilty about it, it's like, oh my God, I'm judging people according to my standards and not realizing their own abilities to do things on their own, and that they don't freaking need my help or my advice at all. You know, judging people based on my own yardstick. How freaking arrogant was I being? And the answer is quite a lot. And I think that's what happens in the entertainment industry and politics and business, is that you become arrogant. You start judging people via your own yardstick, and people's value is only the same value as you would have. And it's you know.
From a unique position as well. You know, I think that's where things get confusing too, because being in any way involved in the media, you're in a very unique position in society for what the majority of people actually encounter on a day-to-day level, you know, or have available to them, you know, in terms of information and communication and stuff like that. Because it's an interesting position to be in.
Yeah. And I'm not 100% sure what your... what your position on this is exactly. Like, you wouldn't come out and be a radio show host or hardcore YouTuber or anything like that. You're more into your writing, yeah?
I've got a YouTube page with animations and stuff on it. And I actually do a podcast called Observation and Phenomena with my friend Dave Leach, who's a professor out in California, and my other friend, Dr. Tim Brigham, who's a professor of psychology down in Georgia. So we do observation and phenomena, which is based on, again, consciousness studies, anomaly studies, science, and then building that conversation and culture. But I wouldn't, you know, I don't, I'm more of like a person in the digital space, I guess. With my animations and that kind of stuff, I do them for fun, and then I put them up, and they've got titles and that kind of thing, and, you know, I'll post them to other sites, but I don't push it as, like, an animated package or something like that, you know, and even with my writing and that, you know, it's distributed. I write wherever the space is available for those ideas, you know, and with my editorships, you know, I really enjoy fostering conversations and kind of looking around to see what people are talking about and bringing that forward, and getting more people involved in interesting stuff that's going on that I don't see getting coverage, you know? So, in terms of persona, because I think that there is a difference, you know what I mean? I mean, I think there is a difference between building a kind of celebrity persona for whatever that is, you know what I mean? But an entertainment persona or some sort of separate self. You know what I mean? Because in some ways it is separate. You know, I mean, it's the media you know. I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't even think I could do it if I tried. Like, I don't have the energy to, you know, to do that kind of stuff. So, I don't know if that answers the question, but, you know.
Well, see, what's the most interesting element to you? I mean, in terms of what you've discovered thus far with your research and just life in general, what's one of the most interesting things that just made you sit back and go, whoa?
I know a lady who can spin a wheel with her mind.
Yep, that's a whoa moment.
It's pretty whoa. And, you know, it wasn't whoa. It was whoa at first, because I was like, is that real? Like, that... Okay, and then when I was kind of dealing with that, there was like a big whoa moment. But when it really got whoa was when I started to think, like, well, one, like, I don't fully integrate this into my life, right? Like, I don't, if it was not true, I wouldn't be any less comfortable or more comfortable, you know? So it's kind of this weird place in my head where I know that she can do it, but I also still completely doubt it,